I'm not too sure, but it could well be an emotional day for the track manager, Tim Bailey, because it's either his last or second last meeting in charge at the Heath tomorrow, and he joins us. Morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Michael. How's yourself?
Very well. Is this the last meeting that you're in charge officially at?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, after 19 years with the MRC and a lot of meetings, I think it's probably around about the 600 or so of officiated. That's a lot of meetings. So, look, very excited for my next stage in my career. But, yeah, it sort of will be quite sad. And, you know, a lot of friends and a lot of, you know, a lot of enjoyment working at the MRC.
Well, you're not going to be lost to racing, which is good, because you're going to be heading up the Pakenham and Cranbourne track managerial role. So it'd be nice to go out with a bang at Caulfield. And it's always tricky. You've got three meetings in a row this period at Caulfield, and we're coming into what is usually the winter months, but there's been very little rain around. So how do you think this track will be playing tomorrow?
Yeah, it's so the rail's out at 8, but there's quite a bit of marking from last week's meeting in the front straight, I'd say, on the inside 3 metres or so. I'm not sure. Look, the jockeys will see that marking, and I don't think they'll need to avoid it early, but, I'm not sure what they'll think, whether they will, you know, from race one, just veer off the fence in the front straight or not. But I don't think they'll need to early, but, you know, who am I to guess what the jockeys will do and see. But, yeah, so we'll, on a, just, right, it's been a dry week here. We irrigated with 8 millimetres on Wednesday. We're on a good 4. Last week, the track was a good 4 for the entire day, but we're sort of in between that, you know, 5-4 range rather than 4-3. But I think tomorrow will be more into that 4-3 range. It's certainly firmer than last week, and we may get an upgrade to a 3 during the day.
Will you put any more water on between now and tomorrow?
No, we won't. And it's this time of year, like we like to water 48, you know, at least 48 hours out, because the water, if we irrigate today, it'll just sit in the top. It needs about 48 hours to get through the top of the profile, and it'll just sit in the top and be really quiet, make the track a little bit loose on top. So, as I said, I think it'll get to a 3 tomorrow, but, you know, I think, unfortunately, in racing, it tends to be a dirty word now, the good 3, but, you know, there's, you know, that, you know, we're still allowed to prepare good 3s, you know, but I think it'll start as a good 4 and maybe later in the day get to that 3 range.
It was advantageous to be on speed last week, as we can see traditionally at Caulfield, but do you think with the rail out 8, it'll make any difference?
As I said, there's certainly some marking on those inside lanes, so I can see horses swooping down the middle during the day. And you're right, last week, you know, I thought there was a good mixture of results last week. There was a few horses that swooped, you know, during the middle of the day. I think of Clint McDonald's 2-year-old, and the way I marked it, there was sort of 4 off speed. Five horses off speed and 5 on speed. So I don't think it was too bad. But I think tomorrow, so I think her horse will certainly be able to run on down the middle and win. And there's no breeze to speak of tomorrow at all. So I'd be expecting to play evenly, with perhaps just seeing the rider's edge off the fence in the front straight.
Well, we all know you're only as good as your last tip, and this is your very last tip for the MRC as track manager. So what are we going out with a bang with?
Yeah, so I'll wait till the last race lives, till the very last moment. We'll go out with his out Bonneval. I think it's about $7.50 at the moment. And I thought last week I tipped Bank More, and I thought I was going to get the Chockies at the 400, but just unfortunately couldn't run down Nick Ryan's horse. But so hopefully his out Bonneval can go one better for me tomorrow.
In the last, imagine that, cheering you off the track after tipping the winner in the last. That'll be outstanding. You enjoy your final day at the Heath.
Thanks, Michael.
Tim Bailey joining us there.